The Bird Show.
Probably seen this online, but your thought, I would never, ever, ever do something like running with the bulls. But there, the opportunity was in front of Mo in Ecuador over the last couple of days to do just that. Getting a little bit of machismo pressure also, right?
It was quite a bit of pressure.
So what happened?
So, all right, yeah, we go to Ecuador, like you said, to celebrate the life of my girlfriend's dad. And I had no idea what to expect or what this was going to be like. But I did know going into it that that was ultimately the end of the celebration. You have, it's a mass. You have a pastor come out, speak to his life and speak to the Bible, and the whole family is there. So first off, I didn't know what to expect as far as how many people were going to be there. But I knew that this moment was going to end up happening because when I first got there, that first night when all of the family kind of came over and everybody was in town, it was that was the talk of the town that I was coming. And I mean, so I guess because I'm the newest person in the family, it's like they the entire time they're treating me like an absolute king. Like everything is about me. They want to make sure I'm welcome. They want to make sure I'm comfortable. But all of the men, like one by one, are reminding me that at the end of this, you with the bulls, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. And like anything else in life, when you are nervous about it, the closer we get, the more I'm starting to say to myself, what have I gotten myself into? And how can I get myself out of it? So the moment comes, and at the mass, first of all, it's like it's probably somewhere between 150 to 200 people there.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't expect it to be that many people. It was a lot of people. It's like all of his family, all of his friends, everyone he's ever played soccer with, like anyone who he's impacted in life is there to celebrate his life on the fifth year of the passing.
Okay, you said, never mind. I was asking if this was a special occasion when I don't know if I missed that or not.
Yeah,
now it makes sense.
This is the fifth year. So it's like it's packed. They rent out this entire venue, and it's like the front of it is chairs, and it's lined up, and that's where the pastor was, and that's where the music was. After that part, you go inside where there are more chairs, and they're like dinner tables set up. They're bringing out food and all of the drinks in the world that you can possibly imagine. And it starts at 2, and it goes until 10.
So you're drinking before you get out there with the bulls?
Correct.
That seems like such a bad idea.
That would seem to me to be the only way to do it.
I definitely wasn't doing it so much.
I mean, there's a fine line. You don't want to be drunk.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
You want to have just a little enough confidence in you to go, yeah, I got this.
You need some courage. Yes. You need some help. So now, remember, there's like 200 people here, right? So the way that is set up, you got the dinner tables and then everything is glass. And then right outside of the glass, there's the bull ring. And as soon as I saw the ring, I was like, okay, wow, this is really happening. Like, this is really a thing. So I was pretty uneducated on how bullfighting works and what really happens. But they gave us a bit of an education on it first because I realized how controversial it can be. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they don't hurt any of the bulls.
Oh,
it's
really?
Not, no, it's not like in Spain when they hurt the bulls after the fight. It's nothing like that at all.
And those bulls, like in Spain, they don't even have a chance, man. Like, they pin their shoulders back so their heads can't come up. So it's really not a fair fight.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And I was unaware, but I felt a little better after finding out that in this case, they don't hurt them. They're like, it's not a part of that tradition at all. I think it's become actually illegal to do it in Quito where I was. So this is more like it's an exhibition. They take care of the bulls and you just get an opportunity to really see what it's like to be in there with a bull. Wow. Now, at the point where I realized that it wasn't exactly what I thought it was. So right before it all happens, everybody is like, okay, it's time. Like, the music is going down, and everybody is now going outside. So
how's your gout at this point, by the way?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not flaring up or anything. We were doing a lot of walking.
Yeah.
The whole trip, which that was kind of scaring me because I start to get sore mm-hmm. after a while. But once I found out that we weren't going to be running, I was a little more confident.
Okay. Were you thinking about it the entire time you were down there before the actual event, like when you're walking around, when you're at the parties and you're hanging out? Is it somewhere in the back of your head, dang, I'm going to have to either run or dodge a bull this weekend?
It was in the back of my head for sure.
Yeah.
And at some point, I thought, like, maybe I could use the gout as an excuse. That was never going to happen. They were not allowing that to happen.
And again, I want to stress this for those of you that haven't gone to Central American or South American countries. There is a machismo, man. There is a masculino type 1,000%. Of attitude about it, man. And you can't get away from it.
No, you can feel it. Like, yeah. You can feel that this moment was going to define my legacy in this family for the rest of my life. Like, it was very obvious.
You no can't pressure.
Punk out. You can't
right.
punk out.
I can't, right? So it was actually my lady who started to get really nervous. Even though she wasn't doing it, I was going to be doing it. She started to get nervous for me. So her entire family is now in the center of the bull ring announcing that everything is about to get started. And then they have like the picture of her dad, and it's this entire thing, and it's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So all of the people are now lining up to go outside, because outside of the bull ring are benches all around. So it's, you in like a mini arena, it feels like, and everybody is cheering it on. So at some point I looked at my lady like, why are we supposed to be out there? And she's like, yeah, I think so. So I'm like, what are we doing? She's like, let's just sit here and see what happens.
That's a good idea.
Right.
Tailgate first.
Right. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we'll watch it from up here in the glass. And nope, her sister was like, where are y'all? Where's Maudy? Where? Go get him. And so they find us, and then they're pointing at us and telling us to come. So I'm like, okay, this is it. We got to go. So I grab my drink, take like my last shot,
yep.
Go downstairs. And now we're in the ring, right? And once they announce that it's about to start, now we all go into these like corners. There's like four different corners where you can kind of go behind just in case. Most of the people are outside the ring. We're in the ring. And they bring up the truck where the bulls are coming out. And they say, you know, they're not full adult bulls, because, again, they don't hurt them. So mm-hmm. It's not that kind of party. But then you see the bull.
Mm-hmm.
Baby bull ain't no small bull. Well, I don't know. There's nothing baby about this bull, right? So then I realized, I'm like, hold up. So I thought we all were going to be out there at the same time, and then everybody's running for their life once the bull gets loose. And they was like, no.
Oh, God.
You're going to be like a real matador. We're going to actually give you the cape, and you're going to do the cape work. And it's just you one-on-one with the bull. So I said, that was not the plan.
Dude, Tommy, this is like that movie Running Man. Remember that back in the day? Or somebody's got to die for somebody's entertainment.
Right. So speaking of, so I'm watching, you know, them do like the professionals do it and kind of show you how it's done.
So you are getting a tutorial of some sort.
Some sort. Not really. Like, they just kind of do it, and then they give you a cape and it's your turn.
And then how many drinks have you had?
At the time that I walked down there, I was at about 2.
Okay.
And then once I realized I was going to have to go out there, they was passing around. I was about at 4.
Yeah.
I got 2 more in me.
Here's something I noticed in other countries also, which is very different than the United States. And I got to ask you this question. Is when you do any kind of activity that has a fair amount of chance that you're going to get hurt in the United States of America, if you skydive, you have to sign a Bible worth of papers before you get on that plane. If you zip line in America, you are signing 15 papers that essentially says, if you die, your family cannot sue us. However, in other countries, I've done things waiting for the forms. There are no forms.
Absolutely not.
So in this,
nothing.
Not one form.
I did not sign a thing.
If you die, you die.
That's it. That's it. Tell my story for me. That's all you got. So at some point, one of our uncles goes out there, and I can just see him like he's eyeing me, right? There's probably 10 of us that are brave enough to actually be in the ring. Everybody else is outside of it. And he looks at me, and then it was like it was planned. The entire place starts screaming, Maudy,
oh, no.
Maudy, no. Maudy. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, man. Nah, I was trying to be low. I'm trying to hide. I'm the tallest dude there by far. I can't hide, right? So I'm like, all right, this is my moment. And then as I'm trying to gather the courage, I feel someone just push me, right? And it's another one of her uncles. He just pushes me out there. He's like, let's go, man. We don't have all day. So I'm like, I'm now there. And so the bull is probably at this point maybe 10 feet from me, and the guy literally just gives me a cape, and he's like, go. And everybody's yelling my name, so I'm like, I have to do this. So they're like, get closer. Go to the middle. I'm like, get closer.
What?
So I got the cape. The bull, I'm telling y'all, my heart has only been outside of my body probably twice in my life, and the first was skydiving. The second was this. I've never been, I really don't feel fear. I was scared. Like, this.
Finally,
I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, that's what this feels like. I am terrified, right? So I'm getting closer. They keep yelling at me, but they're yelling at me in Spanish. So my lady is trying to tell them he doesn't speak Spanish, but they can't hear him.
Mo, they're telling you you're about to die.
Marco!
So they're like, get closer. So I'm I'm getting closer, and at this point, I'm so nervous that I just start dancing. I don't know why.
What? Shut up.
I promise you I did.
You did not.
I started dancing, so I'm out there dancing with the cake, and the crowd is going crazy. They are eating it up. I can hear them laughing.
Please tell me there's video of this.
Oh, I got it. I got it all. So I'm like, I'm shaking it,
yeah,
and I'm dancing, and I promise you I'm not exaggerating. The bull looks you in your eye, mm-hmm, and it's like this moment where he almost says to you, "Are you sure? Like, this is what you want?
You want a piece of this?"
And I'm like, yeah, bring it.
Wait, is that why you were dancing? So people can see how bad you were shaking?
Yes. It looks much better when you get when you're moving and grooving. Right? So we lock in, and I see the moment it's about to happen, and it's he does the front foot.
No.
That front foot, he does it.
Like in the movies.
He puts it in the dirt, and I'm like, this is the moment.
Dang.
And then before you know it, he's off. And he gets to you so fast.
Yeah.
So it was like, at that point, I kind of just blacked out. And it just became like survival mode. Like, just do whatever you got to do to survive. And I juked to the right the first time. Bull went right past me. And everybody was cheering. And I was like, okay. And then before I could, like, celebrate still being alive, he was on me again. I was like, oh, he's still coming. He charges me twice. So I get out the way again, like just missed him. And then now he's kind of, I can see him now, he's angry.
Mm.
Like now, he's angry.
He feels taunted.
Right.
He's looking at you like, oh, now you done it.
Now you did it.
All right, dance again.
Right.
Try dancing again.
So I'm done at this point.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, I'm all good, right? But I'm still in the middle and I still have the cape. Yeah. So I don't really know what to do because again, there's no instructions and they're talking to me in Spanish. I have no idea what I'm doing. I can just hear my lady go, oh my God, just stop. Just stop. That's all I can hear. And then one last time, I get to the middle, like, and I'm now he's like aggravated, so I gotta really shake it.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes off and puts everything into it. And when he charged me the third time, he didn't just run straight through like he did the first two times. He actually like went with me. So when he went left and I went right, he switched up and went right. So I had to like on my inside, I had to jump back and then shift again. And then he went around me, and I'm talking, it was like I could feel the bull just brushing past my body. And at that point, he hit the wall. Aww. And I went over there. I took a bow, gave him the cape, and was like, I'm done.
And you earned the respect of everybody in the family.
They ate it up, man. They loved it. It was amazing. It was scary, but it was amazing.
I did it.
You posting that video? Because I am the first person to watch it.
I'm going to post it today.
Okay,
I'm
beautiful. Yes, congratulations,
man. Thank you.
Hey, The Bird Show.